Local honey, a win-win. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. During the busy fall season, honey isn't something that pops into your head right away. But lots of farms in Tennessee sell this purely good product.
I guess my personal favorite would be a little bit of peanut butter on some bread and then put some sprinkles of honey on top. It's really good, or drizzle it. You'd love to put honey on biscuits and toast and stuff too, but also here at Granddaddy's we also bake our pumpkin pies, and then our pumpkin butter and apple butter also has honey in it to sweeten those as well.
Andrew Dixon of Granddaddy's Farm in Franklin County says his family first got bees to help with pollination, but they do enjoy all the honey the bees produce.
It's not man-made, that's for sure, and the bees, they work really hard year-round to keep the hive going and stuff and to make honey. So it takes a lot to make honey. We've got about 6 hives currently. Sometimes we'll get up to about 10 hives according to just how the season's going. Most of our honey, though, comes from clover. If someone asks us what kind of honey ours is, we say it's clover honey. But a lot of our bees really help us in pollinating our pumpkin crop is the big thing. That, and it helps the apple orchard too.
Dixon says they harvest honey one time a year on their farm beginning in August, and that the process, while time consuming, is simple.
We wait till about August before we start extracting, mainly because we're busy. It's a good time for us right before we go into our fall season with the pumpkin patch and corn maze. That's where we sell our honey at too, and the honey's dried down in the hives. And it works a good time really for us and the bees.
And honey and all the products made with honey make great gifts, as it's never too early to start buying those holiday items for your family. Visit picktnproducts.org to find a local farm near you. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton.